The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. The Introduction. This book is pragmatical, not philosophical. It is a practical manual, not a treatise on theories. It is intended for the men and women whose most pressing need is for money, for people who wish to get rich first and philosophize afterward. It is for those who have, so far, found neither the time, the means, or the opportunity to go deeply into the study of metaphysics. It is intended for those who want results and who are willing to take the conclusions of science as a basis for action, without going into all the processes by which those conclusions were reached. I expect the reader to take my statements on faith just as he would take statements concerning a law of electrical action if they were promulgated by a Macaroni or an Edison. By taking these statements on faith, he will prove their truth by acting upon them without fear or hesitation. Every man or woman who does this will certainly get rich. The science in this book is an exact science, and failure is impossible. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who wish to investigate philosophical theories and so secure a logical basis for faith, I will cite certain authorities. The monistic theory of the universe, the theory that one substance appears to manifest itself as the many elements of the material world, is of Hindu origin and has been gradually winning its way into the thought of the Western world for 200 years. It is the foundation of all the Oriental philosophies and has found a place in the thought of Descartes, Spinoza, Leibniz, Schopenhauer, Hegel, and Emerson. The reader who would dig to the philosophical foundations is advised to read Hegel and Emerson for himself. In writing this book, I have used a plain style so that all might understand. The following plan of action has been thoroughly tested and bears the supreme test for any practical experiment. It works. If you wish to know how the conclusions were arrived at, read the writings of the authors mentioned above. If you wish to reap the fruits of their philosophies in actual practice, read this book and do exactly as it tells you to do.